And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
And that's why I believe in you, because that is the greatest purpose. It's to love. Honest. It sounds corny, whatever you want to say. I don't care. I love people because there is freedom and power in loving people.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, where we have the crazy belief that creating success and happiness is a daily conscious effort, which is why we provide you with a fresh serving of soul food for thought 5 days a week. I'm your host, Brandon Beecham, and each and every Wednesday, you can tune in to hear me interview a different consciousness changemaker that is out there working tirelessly to help catalyze change and expand awareness all across spaceship Earth. On the other 4 weekdays, you can tune in to myself and my co-host, Dalian, giving interpretations of our favorite thought-provoking quotes, sharing a bit of inspiring or mysterious news, taking questions from the audience, and digging into any other mind-expansive topics that will help keep your soul fed by tuning you into positive vibrations on a regular basis. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back to another episode of the Positive Head Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Beecham. I have my lovely co-host here, Anita Wing Lee, back with me on the show. Hey, Anita, how are you?
Hi, Brandon. Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be back.
Yes, it is wonderful to have you back and to get to share with you and kind of mix it up with you know, you again after originally doing an interview, a couple months ago or so, right?
Yeah, it might have been.
Man, time flies.
I think it was about 2 months ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you guys haven't, there's a full interview with Anita. Anita does a lot of cool stuff. For those of you who haven't caught any of the other episodes where she's co-hosting or the interview. So you can check out her site, AnitaWingLee.com. And of course, PositiveHead.com is our site. And I love to get feedback from you guys. So if you leave a review on iTunes or just write in and say hi or share a question. I love getting questions from you guys. So please don't be shy. We oftentimes will answer them on the show. And we've even been bringing some listeners onto the show. We'll be doing more of that. The more we can mix it up with you, the happier I am. So please write in. And of course, help us to continue spreading the positivity by sharing with family, friends, anyone that you think would help. It would help and benefit them. If you're finding benefit in the show, that is our whole aim here, is to, you know, spread the positivity as far and wide as possible and make a difference in other people's lives. And of course, there is no selfless act. So by sharing, you're helping yourself in the process, because what you give, you get. And so I always say, this is a good selfish, this show. The reason I do it, the reason Anita's on here with me and Dalian's on here, is like, you know, it's the best kind of selfish there is. You're helping other people and everyone wins, because when you give, you know, Anita put it to me recently, talking about gifting, you know, versus an exchange. So if I sort of, if I buy something from you, it's a sum zero. I get something, you give me something, I give you money, they cancel each other out. It's a sum zero. But if I gift you something, I'm giving of myself freely, right? It's a sum two, because you win, I win, because all the good things that I'm feeling from doing this, you know, this act of kindness or generosity or giving of myself freely. And of course, if anyone else is a witness to it, they win as well. So I really love that perspective, because it is, you know, it is what we're all about here. And actually, that's what I want to talk about today, is, you know, how we can all continue to be a light worker in our own way and use social media or use, all the different tools that are at our disposal. You can go door knocking if you want, but there's a lot of tools that make it easy to help spread your message and to help, help reach other people and just lift people up a little bit. But before I get into that, I want to share a story that's definitely ties right into this. There was a study recently. You know, we always talk about how energy is, whatever energy is being given off by a person, it's felt by another. You know, I often say that we don't just process information via the five senses. You have chakra system, which of course a lot of you guys are probably familiar with, where if you ever come in the room with someone and you get that bad feeling or good feeling, it's because you have an aura. We know, science has shown there's this energetic field around your body, and it's sort of meshing with anyone you come in contact with, and you're exchanging information through these, other avenues beyond, sight, sound, hearing, so forth. And here's a great story that I found. I found this on theusualroutine.com, and it's called Science Confirms People Absorbs Energy, the Energy of Others. And it basically, that might be a little bit of a stretch saying that science has confirmed it, but what it shows, Anita, in this article is how algae actually absorbs energy from other algae. They've basically can see this on a scientific level. So not only are they getting energy from the environment and however they normally do, but they can see it's actually absorbing from those around them. And of course, if you scale that up for humans, it makes a whole lot of sense, right? When you hear a lot about empaths or people who are really sensitive to this, they take on the energy of others. I know one girl who's a friend of mine who was talking about this when she was a kid. She could be around someone who was really happy and positive and upbeat, and she'd be like drunk, with energy and happiness. But then. If she was around someone depressed or negative, it would like make her sick. And so I think it's really always interesting. I love to try and tie it in whenever possible into the show to show, as science and spirituality continue to sort of do the dance that they're doing right now, where they're mirroring each other more and more. I love it. And new study showing, and actually let me pull it up real quick just to say who it was. Yeah, this research was done by German biologist Olaf Kruse, and its findings were originally reported on naturesite.com. And, essentially, what it goes on to say here, our bodies are like sponges absorbing energy that's around us, much like these algae are doing. And it sort of gives you the scientific, like I said, they're saying it sort of proves it in humans. I don't know. That might be a little bit of a stretch, but it, when you see it happening on a smaller scale, it's not typically, too far of a stretch to scale it up to humans. Right.
Yeah. And this actually relates to something that I was reading about recently, and it was only a one sentence in the book, but it caught my attention. And it was this idea of how, like, we, as you mentioned, we know that we and plants and nature, we all have energetic fields. We all emit energy. And that's why we all feel better. For example, if we hang out in nature for an hour, it's kind of like we're soaking back into our natural rhythm. And so because I'm outdoors a lot here in Hawaii, what I've actually been playing with myself and like do and experimenting with just in my mind is like, as I'm walking, is like, what if I could feel the energy of these plants? And obviously I can, right. But like consciously intending to feel the energy of the plants and the sky and the earth. And this is actually a really good exercise for everyone, because first of all, it's almost a mini meditation and it's going to help you tune in. But like right now, for everyone who's listening, we can do a micro one. Like, feel the energy of the room you're in and feel the energy of the space, and notice if certain parts of the room or the space feel lighter and certain parts feel heavier. And then to top it off, if you want the cherry on top, I'm just going to throw this in here because I know all of you guys are ready for it. Imagine if you could feel like the energy of angelic beings, if you will, around you, right? A lot of people will talk about how, they'll be talking about their grandmother and like, I really feel like my grandmother is here, or my best friend who passed away. Like, if you think of them, they actually are. And so, and if this freaks you out a little bit, don't just play with it, right? And notice if you can just feel like the presence of love, right? And the presence of support around you. And you probably feel something right now, right? And it's like, we do have that sixth sense. And so that's one thing I've been playing with, and it helps me to just be more aware. And I think instead of just like passing it off that, I have a sixth sense, I can feel people's bad vibes, like use it.
Yeah.
Like I'm learning to use this knowledge to like in my life. And if you notice that someone doesn't quite vibe with you, we don't just have to turn away. And sometimes we can't just turn away. It's not the most loving thing to do to just turn away and ignore them. And it's about like taking that moment to be like, okay, I feel this. Well, what can I do in this situation to help? Right. Or, you know, or what can I do in this situation to like bring a little bit more love into it? Even if it's like using your mind to channel love into this moment.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's, I mean, it is all about, reading what's happening. And as you were talking about that, I'm looking around the room that I'm in, and it instantly took on a different sort of quality. I was much more present. I was much more aware. I was connected with even these inanimate objects, right? And you talked about connecting with nature. I mean, there's no shortage of people who have those sort of experiences. I think of my former partner was at a retreat where the whole group was trying to connect with a tree. And during that process, being very sensitive, she sort of got a name and felt like she had a communication and this whole thing. And then she was called on to talk about her experience. And she was like, you know, a little reluctant to go into everything that she felt and, you know, maybe to be judged. Oh, OK, you think you got the tree's name or what have you. Well, but she did. She went and she kind of put it all out there. And a girl started crying because she had gotten the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. So I think this is a great example of, you know, the ability to connect with everything around you and understand that it's the more you become aware that it is this reflection, right? It's all just a mirror. And most of us have went through our lives in this hustle bustle, disconnected state, living, you know, hurrying about, disconnected from what's around us, lost in the past, you know, or the future, not in the present. And of course, it's called the present because it's a gift, right? And when you come to the present and you connect with what's there and really start changing your focus, everything can open up. So much can open up. And you start hearing sort of the symphony of, you know, especially of your nature. You know, it's like a symphony of sounds, and it's all sort of like talking to you in a way. And we've just being this disconnected creature that mankind has become are completely unaware of how magical it is. Truly. I mean, you can find, and that's what it's all about, right? Finding the magic in each and every moment. Then of course, as we talked about, there's no real selfless act, right? So now how can I help others to feel this? That's what we're doing here. Not only are we're all students first and foremost, right? But you can become a student and a teacher simultaneously. And that's what we were, just touching on a little bit ago. You know, how can I now, as I get more and more in tune and I become more and more enlivened with these realizations, how can I help others to do the same? And just once you set your intention to be of service, and I think, Anita, the ultimate gifts and rewards in life, happiness, peace is going to come from finding some way to get more in tune. And then in turn, how do I serve? And that they kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the things that we wanted to talk about today is this idea of how do you take your passion and put it out into the world in a way that eventually you become financially supported doing it. And I thought a fun way to kind of tackle this would be through social media, because we live in an age now. I was in VidCon in Anaheim, California earlier this year, and there were all of these YouTubers who had young girls screaming for them and like buying their stuff. And like, I had never heard of these YouTubers, but there's this whole generation of people who got started on YouTube early. And now they have like millions of followers. They probably have multi-million dollar businesses. You know, they've got managers, they've got teams, and they just started. Like, all of them started just from like posting videos of themselves that were unedited on this platform. And then, you know, now 10 years later, it's something a lot bigger. I could tell that this resonated with all the little girls who were attending VidCon, because there was that, it was that American dream, right? And it seemed even easier to become a YouTube star than it would be to become a Hollywood, you know, movie star, because these people were literally like in their bedrooms. And so in my own experience, and Brandon, I would love to hear yours in podcasting as well. Like, I've always had this belief that, social media, like, you're only going to thrive on social media if it comes from your heart, if it's like your passion, if you're doing it in a way that makes you happy. Because, for example, people told me for a long time that, like, oh, you should get on, do you have a podcast? Do you podcast? And I was like, no, because I didn't want to deal with the back end, but I'd been a guest on many podcasts. But then when I found live streaming, I knew it was what I wanted to do, because I just like to speak. And I also like to do videos, but like the act of opening my mouth as a form of spreading positivity was what I enjoyed. Yeah. Whereas I found that writing, for example, was a little bit more tedious. Yeah. And I think some people get so caught up in like, oh, I have to build an Instagram following, I have to build a Twitter following, I have to do all this stuff. But like, I would love for everyone to just understand that, like, first of all, you can make a living spreading light, because this is what Brandon and I have done, and, you know, in various forms. But at the same time, like, you just got to do it in the medium that works for you, because you're going to have the most fun doing it too. And you're going to produce the best content because you're having fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like we talked about in a former episode, you know, when you're inspired by some great purpose, dormant forces, talents, you come to your aid, talents become alive. You find, you know, don't think too much about it. I think, you know, a lot of times people will worry about how is it going to work? How is it going to look 5 years from now? What, you know, my Instagram following isn't big enough, this, that, and the other. If you feel called to share of yourself, do it. And if one person, that's when I set out to launch this podcast. It was like, if I help one person, I will be, I will feel successful, right? And of course, because I stepped into it with that lack of expectation and doing it from the heart with positive intention, it has grown and continues to grow, you know, pretty exponentially. I mean, it's growing, you know, 20% or so a month. And, you know, if that stops, that's fine. Right now, it's like just getting the feedback that I do, it is the most rewarding thing. And so I encourage others, and yours might not be podcasting, but it can be, you know, just talking to your neighbor. It could be talking to your coworker. It could be talking to your, you know, friends, family, anyone that you have the opportunity to bring light, you know, do it, do it, do it, do it, because that is how you're going to thrive and that's how you're going to grow.
Mm-hmm. So I have, I think, a good question that we can tackle, Brandon, that other people might be thinking about. What if I'm afraid to share my story? What if I'm afraid to put myself out there? And I want to open this up by sharing one of my favorite quotes from Gabby Bernstein. Don't dance around the perimeter of the person you want to be. Dive in, dive deeply and fully into it.
Yeah.
Don't dance around the perimeter of the person you want to be. Dive deeply and fully into it. I feel like what we've been trained to do growing up as kids is like, we're trained to dance around who we want to be. It's like, I want to be an artist. I want to be a dancer. I want to be a drummer in a band. And like, if there's a lot of parents for sure that, you know, told their kids like, no, do something practical, go to university and study something practical. And so we've been trained to like, just be like, this is what I want to be, but this is who I have to be. And in my own journey of sort of stepping out online and sharing my journey, because like, I'm not going to lie, it does take courage at the beginning to put yourself out there and to be different, right? Like now I have a lot more friends who are bloggers, writers, and they, you know, public profiles. But when I started out, everyone, you were only friends on Facebook with your friends, like with your high school friends. And that was it. There was none of this, like putting yourself out there and like, yeah, I can write my own bio and this is my story and it's worthy of being followed. So in in my own journey, and for anyone who's like afraid to just put their story out there, I, at some point, it just clicked in me that if I could make one YouTube video, even if it was scrappy and crappy, but it helped one person, it would be worth taking that act of courage and putting myself out there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same thing. Like I said, if it's one person is enough, even if it's for you, that's the thing. Just, and I always say it on the show, it's like, I'm doing this first and foremost for myself. I need to hear the stuff. We teach best what we most need to learn. And I need to hear this stuff over and over and over again. And that's kind of where the whole concept came from. It's like, it's a daily conscious effort. I love talking about it just like you do. I come, you know, alive, dormant forces come to me. It's like being plugged into a light socket with energy sort of surging through me. And it's such a natural, beautiful high. And so it's helping myself first and foremost, and anyone else that benefits. I mean, that's the thing. Think about it like that. Anything that you do, you know, to see if you can fly, you must first step off the cliff. MJ Hayes, yes. That's a quote that is so appropriate. Like, do it, guys. Just do whatever it is. And like I said, if it's just having that conversation with someone that you're nervous to have that you think would be inspiring, but you're afraid of getting judged or, you know, whatever it may be, just, you know, do something every day that makes you uncomfortable. Be willing to do something different and in a way that's in service. And maybe it's just going down and volunteering to serve food to homeless people or whatever. There's so many different ways to be of service and to help to bring light to this world. But I am very convicted that that is the path to feeling fulfilled ultimately. So how can I serve? And when you set that intention in motion, so many things can open up that you just never imagined.
Yeah. And I feel like one of the underlying themes of many of these podcasts, Brendan, that I love is like, if you can go through life with a sense of awe and wonder, right? That's ultimately why people travel. That's, you know, what I love most about travel. It's like, it makes you anchor in that state of consciousness where you're just like, wow, this is awesome. Right. And like, literally, if every moment we could approach things like that. And you know, sometimes we put our head down, we do our work, but like you come out and instead of wondering and comparing yourself, what if we just like, every time we came out of our flow and we take a step back, we're just like, wow, this is awesome.
Right.
And it's like, you know, and you're like, hopefully you're laughing right now because I've said it a couple of times, like, wow, this is really awesome. Like, and that's it. Like that joyous innocence is actually the awakened state. And I've kind of been studying and reading about this topic of mastery. And it's honestly like people who are masters, what we would call spiritual masters, they're just the people that never forgot. Like they stopped forgetting that they're infinite and all powerful. And that even when other people forgot that they were infinite and all powerful and other people were getting sucked into their problems and feeling bad, like they could come from that place of love because they still remembered that they were infinite and all powerful.
Right. Lest you know, Jesus, teachings of Jesus, lest you become like a child, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. And that's exactly what he was talking about, I believe, is like that child. Wow, this is awesome. That's a childlike state, right? That's getting into that joyous state. And remembering that you're all powerful, remembering that this is meant to be fun and keep it light and quit taking yourself so seriously. We get so heavy. It's so easy to get heavy in this society that we're in. And if you can break free of all that conditioning and say, how do I serve with a light heart and non-judgment of myself or concern of what, you know, success or all those sort of exterior sort of how many followers or how many listeners or any of that nonsense and not even worry about that. The irony is it will come when you don't care. And that's something that I've learned over time. And do it because you love it. And then you'll get the results because it's coming. And I think you mentioned this before. It's coming from such a pure, well-intended state. It will thrive if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Anita, this has been wonderful as always. Thank you for sharing and mixing it up here with me. We are out of imaginary time for this episode.
Thanks, Brendan, for having me. And just a reminder, guys, if you ever have questions and things that you want Brandon and I to tackle during the daily episodes, feel free to email them over to Brandon. His email is brandon@positivehead.com. We love hearing from you guys, and thank you so much for listening.
And Anita's site is anitawingley.com. So don't be scared to email her as well, right? You can contact you right through the site.
If you guys want to contact me directly, definitely welcome to. Just go to my website. If you want to chat with me, also on the daily, I live stream pretty much every day on Periscope. You can find me, download the app, find me over there at Anita Wingley. It's the same name everywhere.
Excellent. And I do have some music to leave the listeners with. This is an artist that I really love, Ayla Nerio. She has a track, a new track, I believe, called Little Beckon. Hope you enjoy.
How do you do when the rain gets under your skin? Leaking tadpoles like it's a whim. And what do you say when it's all gone sideways and fools? And your heart won't beat with the rules. Little beckon like a shoot on the path. You're pushing past these boulders. Pushing past these boulders.